This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Avengers Endgame is now playing, and as of the airing of the segment, has grossed over $1.22 billion worldwide. Managing editor at Movies.com, Eric Davis, gives his thoughts about the movie and talks about other entertainment news. Thanks for joining me, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
So, everybody's talking about it, and you know what? We're going to talk about it. Avengers Endgame, what did you think?
I really liked it. I thought if Avengers Infinity War was the brawn, then Avengers Endgame was the brains. It was more of a brainy, strategic kind of film. If Infinity War was sort of more about the fights and the battles. And I really like how it concluded this story that has been told over the course of 22 films, but it also expanded upon it, I think, by telling you things about the other films. So if you've a fan that's watched all of these movies leading up to Avengers Endgame, you'll learn more about those other movies, some fun things about them too. So I think it just did a bunch of different things, felt like three movies in one. I think you got a lot of an experience with that film.
Now, I went and saw it, and I have to say, I liked it. I thought that the fight scenes were really great, that there was a lot of ups and downs. It was an emotional roller coaster. I've come to terms with that these movies were not made for fanatics like myself. And I didn't like it. I didn't like the plot that much. But the acting was great. I think Robert Downey Jr. especially, that's a breakout role for him. Like, I couldn't see anybody else play this role. And he was perfect for everything. Chris Hemsworth, another great actor for this. And it's just everything tied up wonderfully. But I still couldn't enjoy it because I'm a big nerd.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody's going to feel differently about it, but I do think the story that they were trying to tell, I think they wrapped it up in a way that made the most sense, and gave you sort of certain farewells that were justified and that played into the characters that we had seen grow throughout the course of the 22 movies. So and the finale was pretty cool and pretty crazy. So I think that, you know, when you have to juggle that many characters, it's just impressive when, you know, you feel like you get a good mouthful, a good amount of that character and a story for that character, you know. So I think over the course of the two films, they really gave some nice extra depth to a lot of these characters, especially the main Avengers.
Yeah, they tied everything up really well, but I couldn't help but wonder if Josh Whedon was still involved, would it have came out different? Because it kind of felt like the first half of the MCU series had a different flow, and then, boom, we were kind of here. And it does tie things up, but for me, again, the big old nerd, I felt that it wasn't tied up well enough. Like, we got a package, but it's not pretty.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that we're still going to get more MCU movies, and so I think there's still the possibility that future movies, especially the Spider-Man movie that's coming out in July, are going to still add to the experience of Avengers Endgame by explaining more or adding additional context. And so, I think that the Russo brothers teamed with the writers Marcus and McFeely. You know, they worked a lot of the Captain America movies. And so I definitely think that Avengers Endgame and Avengers Infinity War, they do feel they err on the side of Captain America in terms of him being more of a character. But I think that they did a really great job in terms of taking these superhero movies to another level and still maintaining the humor, but really upping the action in some really fun ways.
Now, when it comes to Avengers Endgame, is this the end of Phase 3?
I think it's definitely, we're definitely nearing that end. Spider-Man Far From Home may be like another end of Phase 3 and like a beginning of Phase 4. I feel like that movie, without spoiling the events of Avengers Endgame, is really going to kind of pick up and tell you more about, you know, where we are now after the events of Avengers Endgame and what the rules of the universe are. And I think it's going to be very important for this film to establish that, because the next few films, I assume, after Spider-Man Far From Home, are going to take place in this same, this new sort of era that they're in. So I think Spider-Man from Far From Home is going to sort of establish what those rules are. That's why I think it's a very important movie in terms of both ending a phase and beginning of a new one.
Now, when it comes to the Phase 4, when they're going to start putting more movies out there, do you think the Disney and Fox merger is going to mess that up? Because they dropped a lot of movies like Tom Hanks' News of the World, Woody Harrelson's Fruit Loops. I mean, they dropped so many movies. Should we be concerned for the Marvel movies, too?
No, I wouldn't be concerned at all. I think that the Fox deal is going to help in terms of the future Marvel movies, because it's going to bring a lot of the characters that Fox owned, like the X-Men and the Fantastic Four. It's going to allow them to come and be part of Marvel Studios and the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And so I think fans are really excited to see what a Marvel Studios X-Men movie will look like, what a Fantastic Four movie will look like when it's made by the folks at Marvel Studios. Could they make a Fantastic Four movie and put Spider-Man in it? You know, you could do stuff like that now. And I think the future is very bright. I think they have an embarrassment of riches right now, Marvel Studios, getting these Fox characters right at this time when their Avengers series is ending. And I wouldn't be surprised, considering the box office records that Avengers Endgame broke. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get another Avengers movie at some point, you know, another potential trilogy about the Avengers.
Now, with a movie this long, do you think it was wrong not to have an intermission? I kind of felt like they should have did it, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
I'm not the biggest fan of an intermission unless it's like really like 3.5-4 hours. For a 3-hour movie, it still felt good to me. It felt like it well paced, and I didn't really feel the 3 hours. I think that, you know, I don't necessarily think it needs an intermission. And if it is going to have an intermission, then that really needs to be built into the movie in terms of them leaving you dying to see what's going to come next. So unless it was like extended past 3.5 hours, I don't think it needs an intermission.
Now, when I was watching Avengers today, I noticed the Gemini trailer. Did you see that?
Yes, the Gemini trailer. Very, very cool trailer. I think it's going to show you sort of what this next evolution of de-aging technology is going to look like.
Yeah, I was kind of unnerved by it. I was like, Fresh Prince from Bel-Air, like, that, he looks like, yeah, it was like his child right there. Two parts for this one. Do you think they had to pay him double for doing like two scenes?
Well, I definitely think that, they probably had two doubles. They had a young Will Smith and an older Will Smith. Basically, the film is a futuristic film. It's directed by Ang Lee, who also did Face Off. It kind of feels like it's in that vein of a type of action movie. And it's basically an older cop played by Will Smith who is confronted by a creation, a younger version of himself. And the younger version, I think, is out to kill the older version, or vice versa. Somebody's out to kill. They're out to kill each other. So it's really, and Will Smith played both. And so they used like the de-aging technology that you would see in like a Marvel movie. So if you saw Avengers Endgame, there's a younger Michael Douglas in that movie. They use this de-aging technology, and they used it on Will Smith. And so Will Smith really does play both roles. He plays his younger self and his older self, but they did a lot of de-aging to his younger version. And so it really does feel kind of weird that you're watching the younger version of Will Smith than an older version. And it was funny listening to Will Smith talk about having to play both of those characters. He said it was really weird having to play his younger self.
I bet it would be. When I think of Ang Lee, the director of Gemini, I think of the Incredible Hulk movie, the one that didn't do very well. Should we let that go? Do you think this is going to be a good movie for that? Or, you know, should we anticipate it's going to be bad?
I don't know. I mean, I think Ang Lee is a really great director. I think that he's really, really super talented. And so I think anything is possible. I think it's got a cool conceit. And I'm more interested in the technology, because I think the technology is really, while it's freaky to look at times, I think that it could be a tool that's used in the future in a big way. So that's what I'm most curious about, is to see how a movie like this kind of plays itself out.
One of the movies that I was really looking forward to is Ben Affleck's Accountant 2. And it's supposed to still be in the works, but I haven't heard much about it. Have you?
I have not heard much about that at all, unfortunately. I know The Accountant is one of those movies that you watch it not expecting to actually like it.
Right.
It's kind of sneaks up on you a bit. I have not heard of an Accountant 2 yet.
Aww.
But I will be the first to hear about that, and I will tell you, knowing that that's something you're looking forward to.
Yeah, it was supposed to be in the works. I think they were supposed to do it afterwards, after he was done with Batman. But then he left Batman, so who knows if they're still going to do it. So.
I don't know what's going on in the world of Ben Affleck as of right now.
Another one of the trailers that I watched was the Men in Black International. It was a little bit longer than the other one trailers that are out there. And it's awesome to see that this movie, it's not a reboot. It's a continuation of the world.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to get more of those?
I think it's smart. I think they looked at the chemistry that Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson had in that Thor Ragnarok movie. And they said, hey, why don't we just put these two in another movie? And, you know, the Men in Black universe is kind of fun. And there's a lot you can do in it. And there's a lot of ways to be creative. And I think it really does depend on the chemistry of the duo. You know, Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones had really great chemistry. And that's why those movies worked. So I think you just need to have have a duo that's got great chemistry, and then, you know, everything else around it is just eye candy, because it's really about them. And so this one seems like it's got a fun cast. It seems like they're expanding the universe a bit. So I'm definitely down for it. And, you know, our fans on Fandango, on the social media pages, are really into this film. So I think it could be one of those surprise hits of summer.
You know, with all this de-aging technology, do you think we're going to see Tommy Lee Jones back in the Men in Black? That would be cool.
I mean, anything's possible. You know, they could do anything here. I haven't heard if any of the original cast members are going to be making a cameo, but you never know.
You never know with sci-fi stuff. They could be anywhere. They could be in the background. I have heard that Bradley Cooper, he wants to do a live version of The Star Is Born with Lady Gaga. Do you think this would do well as a live version, like a theater thing?
If it was like a musical, maybe.
Yeah.
I definitely think that there are musicals that deal with heavy topics, and I think you could probably do it as a musical in terms of the setting on stage. There's not a ton of settings, and it would be fun, especially if they played it like their concert moments. The audience was the audience in the concert, you know, because there's a lot of concert moments in that film. And I imagine those concert moments would exist on stage, too. So I think that they could have fun utilizing the audience as an audience in a concert, especially if Lady Gaga was going to perform in any kind of way on the stage. I think that would be a ticket that would probably be impossible to get.
Yeah, I think you're right. I didn't even think of that with Lady Gaga. You sometimes forget she's a powerhouse by herself just for her songwriting.
Exactly. I would kind of be surprised if she did do it, and they, you know, they didn't just turn it into a Broadway show with like another couple of people. If she did it herself, forget about it. It would sell out. But then how do you do it with her without him? You know, you would need him to do it too. It would be weird if they cast like an actor opposite Lady Gaga. So I think it's either the two of them or it's two completely different people if you're going to do a stage version of that.
Yeah, it would get kind of complicated. You're right. You would need both of them to complete the trifecta of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I heard about James Bond, new movie coming out, but, you know, what's the plot, producers, actors, but where's the title for it?
Yeah, no title. They haven't released a title yet. I think they teased that they were going to release it in this live stream announcement that they did the other day with the cast, but maybe they felt like, you know what, just putting the title on there is just the cherry on top of all this cast, and maybe they thought we could hold on to that title and do another big thing around that. So You know, every little reveal with a big movie like that, you know, is, you know, it's valuable. It's valuable in terms of the way you can market it. And so, you know, maybe they felt like they didn't want to give everything away at one time. They wanted to hold on to a little bit. So as of right now, it's just the Bond 25 is what they're referring it to. Don't know a ton about the plot. We do know that some characters are returning, and there are some new characters, and that it's going to be in Jamaica, which Jamaica is actually where the home of where Ian Fleming was, where he lived. So they're going to be doing stuff in Jamaica. We know that, and it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, Bond 25 is starting to heat up.
Yeah, it's James Bond. It's one of those movies you know you're going to see regardless.
Of course. Of course, you know, I think they, I think after this one, they're going to make some big changes. I think this is Daniel Craig's last Bond movie, so they'll probably cast a new James Bond and take the series in a new direction. So this will be, if this is the last of the Daniel Craig movies, it'll be a big one. They'll go out with a bang.
Honestly, I don't see anybody else being James Bond. I think he did such a spectacular job. It's going to be hard seeing someone else fill those shoes.
You know, yes, I agree with you. He did a great job, but I also think it's time to see something else and change it up. You know, you always get three, even four movies into with the same James Bond. They start to feel a little stale. I think switching up the James Bond, switching up the way they're telling the story and the point of view they tell the story from keeps the franchise exciting, you know, as you near, you know, past 25 movies already.
So for me, I have to know, are there any movies that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, we're starting summer. You know, Avengers Endgame, believe it or not, is, I would say, the unofficial, official start of the summer movie season. So, you know, May is always a big month. And then June and July, we have, after Avengers Endgame, we have a Detective Pikachu movie, which I see next week. That looks really fun. That's especially if you're a Pokemon fan. And that's Ryan Reynolds voicing a Pikachu. So that's going to be a fun family movie. John Wick 3, Parabellum, is a movie I'm very much looking forward to. I am a big fan of Keanu Reeves and the John Wick movies. I think they're super violent and super fun to watch. And they have great fight choreography and stunt choreography. So if you're someone who really sort of values the choreography in an action movie, then you really like the John Wick movies. That one's coming out as well. We also have an Aladdin movie later in May from Disney. It's a live-action Aladdin movie. Rocket Man, which is an Elton John biopic, but more of a whimsical, fantastical sort of Elton John biopic. And a Godzilla sequel, Godzilla King of the Monsters. So big movie coming towards the end of May, Memorial Day weekend. That realm of time period will have a new Godzilla movie. Godzilla facing a lot of his old foes in this film.
I can't wait for Godzilla. I'm not going to lie. That trailer got me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you want a big giant monster movie of monsters beating each other up. Is that's in the middle, right around Memorial Day, right? You know, right as the summer's really kicking off. That's the kind of summer movie you want to go see in a nice air conditioned theater. And then right behind that will be Men in Black, which we talked about, and Toy Story 4, which I've seen the first 20 minutes of, and it's absolutely adorable. So I cannot wait for that as well.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can find me at Fandango, where you can buy your movie tickets, and on Twitter at Eric with a K Davis.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.